More confrontations today between the United States and Iraq after U.S. planes began patrolling the newly expanded no-fly zone south of Baghdad. An American F-16 determined it was being tracked by a mobile Iraqi radar station. Defense Secretary William Perry described the encounter for reporters.
Radar from a SA-8 air defense system illuminated one of our planes, and we fired a HARM missile at that radar. The radar stopped illuminating after we fired HARM.
HARM stands for High-Speed Anti-Radiation Missile. Secretary Perry said that two Iraqi MiG jets approached the recently expanded no-fly zone from the north, but turned back before entering it.
Overnight, the United States fired 17 more cruise missiles at air defense targets in southern Iraq. The U.S. missiles strikes began on Monday, following the Iraqi assault on the Kurdish city of Erbil, the regional capital of northern Iraq. The city is inside the original no-fly zone established by the United Nations to protect the Kurds from Saddam Hussein's forces. Iraq says the U.S. missile attacks have killed 6 people.
Iraqi state television said tonight that the U.S. fired missiles against Iraqi military bases and civilian targets in Baghdad. Western journalists in Baghdad reported the sound of anti-aircraft fire over the city today and possibly the sound of explosions. The Pentagon denies an American attack against the Iraqi capital.
President Clinton said today that the U.S. mission in Iraq has been achieved and that Iraq has withdrawn its forces from Erbil. But the president said it is too soon to say whether the withdrawal is permanent and did not say whether further U.S. action would be taken. Erbil is now under the control of the Kurdistan Democratic Party, or the KDP, which also says that Iraqi forces have left the city. But some residents of Erbil are denying that. Chris Nuttall is in the northern Iraqi city, and he filed this report for the BBC.
Western officials here say around 50 Iraqi armored vehicles and light artillery have been spotted 15 kilometers to the southeast of Erbil. They say they are stationary and not in an offensive posture. The Kurdistan Democratic Party says it now controls Erbil and all Iraqis have gone. Its peshmergas patrol the streets and man checkpoints in force. Residents say some dressed as peshmergas do not speak Kurdish, suggesting they are members of Iraqi intelligence. Iraqis were in the parliament building, leaving only on Tuesday, and the Iraqi flag there was lowered just before journalists were allowed to visit. Earlier, Iraqi security officials went through the city in convoy and are said to have had lists of people they wanted. They went to houses, looted them, and took the occupants away. Dozens of people have not been seen since. Members of an opposition group, the Iraqi National Congress, were targeted, along with the Turkoman minority community. There's apprehension here over what price must now be paid to President Saddam Hussein for his support for the KDP capture of the city. Residents are already suffering from the loss of electricity and water cut off by the KDP's rival, the PUK. Many are filling cans from pools of sewage. Petrol and food is scarce, and most shops are closed.
The BBC's Chris Nuttall in Erbil, Iraq.